All right. This Shabbos is an important date on the Jewish calendar for any Jew. This Shabbos is the 5th of Iyar, which marks the 73rd anniversary of the founding of the State of Israel. So according to the Rabbanut, the holiday is moved over to Thursday because they want to avoid Chil Shabbat. And that's a tumult that, you know, Talmidei Chachamim have. But Naniyah, that this Shabbos is Hey Iyar. So I want to talk about the different attitudes towards the State of Israel in the few minutes we have here, and we'll take it down from there. And this is based on a shiur by Rav David Miller. Rav David Miller is a Rosh Yeshiva at Yeshiva Mitzvah Chachanan, but in Eretz Israel. So if we look at the screen, at the pat. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Can you hear me now? Okay, I'm sorry. It says mass doesn't help. Anyway, so Rav David Miller is a Rosh Yeshiva at Yeshiva Mitzvah Chachanan in Eretz Israel. So if we look at the spectrum of opinions about the State of Israel, so we'll begin with Satmar. With Rav Yoel Teitelbaum was the Satmar Rebbe. So he viewed the State of Israel, obviously not in a positive fashion. He viewed it, he says, it's like he wrote a sefer, Al Hagula B'Yalatzmure, after the Six-Day War. And he said it's like the Eitz Hadas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, creates sort of nisyonot for us in this world to see how we'll react to it. And just like he put Adam and Rishon in the world, and it was an Eitz Hadas, but eating from the Eitz Hadas is the bad news. So he felt that the State of Israel was a Maaseh Satan, and he felt the state was rebelling against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It was like eating from the Eitz Hadas. So for the Satmar, Yom Ha'atzmaut is a time for Kriya. The next, as we move over in the spectrum, you have Agudas Yisrael. Agudas Yisrael, as you know, is a political party throughout the world, and it's headed by Gedolei Torah. So they view it as Zionism is like secular Zionism is just a national movement. It's remember with Herzl, they had the pogroms in Europe, they had Dreyfus and the Uganda Plan, but secular Zionism is godless. Like Kadosh Baruch was not involved with it. It's so they felt it's like taking Jews away from Torah to be involved with that. So in other words, it's not their baby. In other words, their platform is they're doing things all be Torah, and to have secular Zionism is devoid of Torah. So for them, the state of it's just a regular day. They're not going to do Kriya, but they'll say Tachod, and it's like zero. Then on the other extreme, we have Rav Kook. Rav Kook, I believe, passed away in 1935. But his philosophy was that, like, the State of Israel would represent Adchalta de Geula, the beginning of the redemption, Ikva to the Mashiach, the footsteps of the Mashiach, and that a Kadosh Baruch was giving us an opportunity to build a state. Now, I should have mentioned, like, there's a Gemara in Masech Ksubas where it says that a Kadosh Baruch gave us three Shvuot, and one of the Shvuot is Shelo Yalu Yisrael B'choma, that the Jews should not forcefully create a state in Eretz Israel. That's Shelo Yalu Yisrael B'choma. And that's one of the basis for why the Satmar Rebbe opposes the State of Israel. But Rav Kook was saying, like, but another shvua is that Shelo Yishtabdu Behen Yoter Midai, that the non-Jews shouldn't persecute us, shouldn't oppress us too much. So once they're oppressing us too much, so that relieves us from the other shvuot. So Rav Kook felt like Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have a Torah nation, wants us to have a king, a government, a land, a language, to be an Am. He called the Zionists holy rebels. They're holy because, like, ultimately their work is creating something good, but they're rebels because they're not, you know, lined up with Torah. But he felt that that obviously that the Hayyar would be a time for Hallel and Hodah. Now, let me talk about the Rav. The Rav fits in the spectrum, but not quite like Rav Kook. There's a famous address that the Rav gave initially. The Rav was associated with Agudas Yisrael. He came to America in 1932. He was a founder of Agudas Yisrael in America, but then he drifted over to the religious Zionist movement and became head of that in 1944. So he gave an important address in 1956 in Nathan Lamport Auditorium at YU, and it's been put together in a book. I'm being very brief here. Everything requires more, but it's called Kol Do Di Do Fake. The voice of my beloved is knocking. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's based on Shir Shirim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to the Jewish people, speaks to us through events and history. And it's like a lover looking for his beloved. So the lover makes an overture, and he's waiting for the beloved to also respond to the overtures. So he says, Kol Do Di Do Fake, in the Shir Shirim, you remember that, like, the woman is, like, in her room or whatever, and her beloved is knocking on the door, and she's not getting up to open the door. So he says, so Kol Do Di Do Fake, the Rav felt that there were six knocks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us with the creation of the State of Israel. The first knock, he felt that in the political realm, he felt like, you see that like it was unusual, they had the Soviet bloc, the Western bloc, and here they got together in the UN to create the State of Israel. One was opposed to the other one, but they both came together to create the State of Israel. The second, militarily, like this where the Holocaust survivors were fighting, you know, seasoned armies from the Arab states. It was like a David versus Goliath, and that was also another knock. Then he felt theologically it was a knock because the Goyim, the Christians, always said the Jews are despised of God, and that's why they're in Galus, and they're never going to have a state. And so now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, here you have your state, and then then he says Jews were assimilating, and then Jewish state caused them to come to Eretz Israel. And he says it was a change in the attitude of the world, that Jewish blood is in Hefker, and then leads to Kibbutz Galiot. So the Rav felt that the Jewish state is like an opportunity. It depends what we do with it. In other words, it's not here. Hashem is making an opening for us. How do we respond? How do we respond to that state? And he also felt it depends on what the state does. When the state does things that aren't al pi Torah, then he wouldn't be in favor of it. When they do al pi Torah, they're more in favor of it. So again, Rav Kook felt it's like Reishit Smicha Gulatenu, which is the beginning of our Gula. The Rav was a little bit more with qualifications. I'll say something that I heard from one of my Rebbeim, Rav Avraham Braunschweigel. He said that one year he heard the Rav was saying Hallel on Yom HaAtzmaut, and he came to me and said, Rebbe, are you saying a Hallel? He said, so the Rav said that no. He says, the Talmidim asked, they said they wanted to say Hallel. I showed them where to say Hallel, and I just sit in the front of the room and I open my Siddur. That's what he said that year. But he did different things on different years, and that was the piece from the Rav. But either way you have it, the 5th of Iyar is an important date for any Jew, because obviously things are very different in Eretz Israel for all of us, and even wherever you are, like you have, like the Mir Yeshiva's got thousands of students in Eretz Israel, and that's due because we have a state. That's why we can have a yeshiva like that. All right, any questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, Rabbi Chananel Kashmir.